Now to a thrilling underwater rescue. Spanish divers have freed a 12-metre-long humpback whale caught in an illegal drift net off the Balearic island of Mallorca. Although the rescue was a success, it has raised some important questions. Humpback whales do not typically migrate through the Mediterranean, so what was once what was this one doing there? And if drift nets were banned by the UN 30 years ago, why are they still in our oceans? Marine biologist Gigi Torres was one of the divers who leapt in to untangle the whale. She joins us now. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
12 metres is a pretty big humpback whale. Just talk us through how tricky this operation was.
Yeah, well, obviously it's an operation that requires quite some care when being carried forward. We're a team of four divers. We're all instructors, which have been diving for many years. And we were guided through the operation through one of the professionals in charge of the marine rescue team here in Palma Aquarium. And we at all moments were coordinated between each other, took care of doing it from the front of her mouth backwards, making sure that her blowhole was open, and took special care when approaching her pectoral fins and her tail, as if she got nervous she could do a move that could knock us out completely. But luckily she was super chilled, and I think she just knew we were there to help her, you know.
And has she made it safely out to sea again now and is away?
Well, so obviously the operation of freeing her from the drift net was successful. We managed to get all the drift net that was covering her. She was fully entangled in it. So we managed to take all of that out. And even though she was very tired, we managed to give her like the chance to recover. Obviously, we do hope that her recovery is successful. We won't be able to follow her as she's now swimming along, hopefully getting back to her family in the Atlantic. But we can say that we did give her a rather good chance to keep on with her life.
Why do you think there was a drift net there if they're supposedly banned?
Well, the biggest problem is that in Europe they have been banned, but these drift nets are still being used in the north coast of Africa. And in Italy, for example, they're still being used. They are masked under another name. But unfortunately, even though this is an illegal fishing practice, it is still being used quite a lot in the Mediterranean. And some of our sources have told us that there are more of these drift nets being spotted this year in comparison to 2014, which is actually very worrying.
And quite unusual for a humpback whale to be in this area.
Exactly. There is a population along the Atlantic, and in the North Atlantic Ocean, there's a big population which they feed in the pole during the winter, and then they migrate down to the tropical waters to reproduce. And it is believed that due to climate change, these are starting to get lost in their migration path. There was a sighting back in 2010 of another humpback whale in the Balearic Islands, but that is one of the very few and rare ones in this area.
Gigi, thank you very much for that. Gigi Torres, the marine biologist who helped untangle a large humpback whale.